Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in Chaturmasya Vrata in the South India, Sarangji temple. And he began to dance and do kirtan there. All were attracted. And a very holy family met him. And they called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you should live for months here in our residence. And after you can go anywhere. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted their invitation. And he went to their residence. They had separate room for him on the bank of Tapti River. Tapti or Kaveri, I don't remember. And he spent 4 months there. The name of the head of the family was father of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, named Trimalla Bhatta. Trimalla Bhatta, his brother, Venkat Bhatta, Trimalla Bhatta, and Prabodhanand Saraswati, the three brothers. They have taken initiation in the line of Srila Ramanuj Sri Sampradaya, and they were very learned person in whole South India. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to do kirtan and to tell so many things, Harikatha, to them. In 1 month, they were all changed totally. They were the first day, they were worshipper of Lakhi and Narayan, but by the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became Gaudiya Vaishnava, worshipper of Radha and Krishna, conjugal. This boy, Raghunath Das, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in so many ways. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to take bath in that river, sacred river, he used to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his cloth, his door and coffin, and then he used to take his bath and coming to the residence. He used to take the water mixed cloth, cooking, and so many ways, so many things. He used to serve day and night, and he came so much pleased to him. The history is so long, how they became Gaudiya Vaishnava, worshipper of Radha and Krishna. But anyhow, Gopal Bhatta served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so well. And he was so learned person because Prabodhananda Saraswati was a very big learned person at that time. He knows Veda, Upanishad, Vedanta Sutra and Srimad Bhagavata especially. He has written so many books, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him so rasik Vaishnava. That is why he has written after that Radha Ras Sudhanisi, a book, very, very jewel book. There are two books Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered. Krishna Karnamrit, one book, and second, Brahma Sanghita. But third book, this book was so prominent as, or all the septic acharya has taken his slok. Pratham tavki, boita bolna. Krishna Karnamit is sometimes somewhat inclined towards Krishna. and showing that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Radha Sudhanidhi is more rustic book, and he is going to pray Radhika as a master of Krishna. Krishna always wants to serve Srimati Radhika, and she wants to be the dasi of Srimati Radhika. This is the highest topic of Gaudiya Vaishnava. Rupa and Raghunath and Gopala Bhatta took his view that Radhar Dasi, Radhar Dasi, not anything else. And they want that Krishna should serve Srimati Radhika. Vishin Ras in Vrindavan, the Krishna is such, gopis all are weeping, rolling down on the earth, always touching Krishna. Oh Krishna, where you are? Without you, we will die. But Prabodhananda Saraswati has written Bhakti Radha Rasunadi. Why gopis will cry for and weep for Krishna? Krishna should weep, we should roll down, he should be in lament that, oh Srimati Radhike, where you are, I am dying for you. And searching Krishna here and there, in all groves and mountains. He wants to meet Radhika and to take the feet dust of Srimati Radhika. This is the highest topic that our Goswamis has given in their books, and especially in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So all things Gopal Bhatta learned from Prabodhananda Saraswati. So Prabodhananda Saraswati is Guru Pad Padma of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So you can imagine that how beautiful and how rustic and bhav Gopal Bhatta Goswami was. But he was a vast learned also. Very, very vast. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from Srirangam, he became mad to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to search Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you should serve your father because he is not only your father, but he is your guru. So, you should serve him. But after that, you should come to your elder brother, Rupa and Raghunath in Vrindavan, and be with them. So after the death, after the disappearance of their father, after the death of his father, Prabodhananda Saraswati also left his home and came to Vrindavan. He lived in Kamnevan and so many, all 12 months of Vrindavan. In separation mode, oh, where is Srimati Radhika, Lalite, Vishakhe, where you are? Always crying, weeping, rolling down on the earth. So Gopal Bhatta thought that where to leave, how to have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. So he also left. In the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world. So he wanted to go to Puri, but he could not go to Puri. So he was searching where to go and how to go to in Vrindavan to in the lotus feet of Sanatana Goswami Pad and Rupa Goswami Pad. In his tour, he went to Himalayas, where there is a Gomti Nadi, Gomti River, and he saw a weak Shalagram Shila. When he was going to bathe in river, he saw that a Shalagram was coming, following him, and he is not stopping in river, and automatically it is coming and It seems that he is telling that I will take your service. You should serve me. Then he took up in his arms and kept it in his head, sometimes on his eyes, sometimes on his heart, and took him with him to Vrindavan, and where he met Rupa and Sanatan. Rupa Sanatan, they embraced this very pure, rasik Vaishnava Gopal Bhatta Goswami. One day he was in Vrindavan, in Radharaman Ghera. At first no name of Radharaman Ghera. It was Vrindavan. It was in Seva Kunja, near Seva Kunja. Nidhuvan. It was in the area of Nidhuvan. Very secret and very secret place for Radha and Krishna conjugal. So, he went there. And he was thinking that how I should serve this Shalagram Shila. He wanted to see the eyes, face, his arms, his three-folding body, feet and everything, and he wanted to decorate it. At the time of Jhulan, Jhulan means? In the night he slept and he was so much worried, thinking and demanding that how I can serve him. A very beautiful shape, three-folding shape, smiling face, with flute, then it is very, very good to serve him. In the night, midnight, the shalagram woke him. Oh, Gopal Bhatta, you can see me? How beautiful I am. And thus, he went to the deity and saw them, oh, beautiful, Radha Raman. The face of Gopinath, three-folding here, like Govindaji, and chest Govind, and feet was like, so think Govind, Gopinath and Madhavan appeared in him, in Radha Raman. And he was so much delighted and so much glad to hear, to see this. And then he called all Goswamis, and they were very much surprised and wondered that how his bhakti is that this Shalagram has changed into Radha Raman. So, you can imagine how first class of Vaishnava he was. Really he was not only Vaishnava. He was very near and dear to couple Radha and Krishna, conjugal. He was Gunamanjari of Krishna pastime. So, by his prayer he became Radha Raman. After that, he was not only bhavuk and rasik bhakta, but he was first learned, I have told, all Vedas, all the sketches of Ramanuj, he has in his throat. Sanatana Goswami told him, asked him, that you should make some rules and regulations according to Vaishnava, that all can worship Radha and Krishna or anyone, and also how to take sannyas, how to take diksha, how to take mantra, what are the qualifications of disciple, what are the qualifications of guru, everyone cannot be guru and every person cannot be disciple. Only those who have detached from worldly desire, great sense gratification, those who have learnt all these Vedas, epics, and they have some realization of serving both Radha and Krishna, they should be guru. Whether they are of any caste and creed, but if anyone are knowing the Krishna Tattva, kiva vipras, kiva nyasi, sudra kenona, jai Krishna Tattva veta sei guru. Those who know Krishna, who is Srimati Radhika, who am I, what is the service of Radha and Krishna conjugal, and they are loving and doing prema seva, not only vatsa, they are Gurudev. Especially those is not less than 1 lakh Harinami is doing daily. And Krishna is their heart. And those who can take his Krishna also and to give in the disciple heart, he is Guru. So you can imagine what are the symptoms of bona fide Guru. If any person has Guru like this, he is so lucky. We are lucky that we are disciples direct from our Guruji, who was direct sishya of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Also there are those who are the disciples of Swami Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, also they are so lucky. So to have a Guru, qualified Guru, is so bhagya, fortune. So he wrote a book like this, and it was called Hari Bhakti Vilas. The meaning is very beautiful meaning, wonderful meaning of Hari Bhakti Vilas. Bhakti Vilas. Krishna is always enjoying, and he is so much in bosom Hari Bhakti Vilas. Hari means Krishna, who takes the heart of Srimati Radhika, he is Hari, and who is always dancing, singing in the hearts of Srimati Radhika, gopis and all bhakti, he is Hari. And for this book was made, he wrote, and he gave it. At first, Salasanathan Goswami gave him some points, and after that, he collected all the all proofs of all epics, and he gave in all Puran, especially all Purans and Nigam and Agam, and collected so many things, months, and gave it in there. And again Sanatana Goswami gave him, first him all these things, and again he explained, he wrote commentaries on Hari Bhakti Vilas. So someone are in Sunday doubt that this book is of Sanatana Goswami really or of, but I think the book was manifested by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in their hearts, and he gave inspiration to make it. So he wrote, also he wrote Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sat Kriya Sardipika, and Sarasvati, three books he wrote. So we should try to follow how to make temples, how to give diksha, how to give mantra. We don't call first initiation, second initiation, third initiation, fourth initiation. Only one initiation. First in Harinam, and then diksha. Not Swamiji has made easy grammar because he was so kripalu, merciful. So he made some easy grammar for this. So he called first diksha means to take Harinam. And then to clear and to make it bona fide Hari name, Diksha is essential. Someone thinks that Diksha is more superior, but you can know that mantra is superior. Our name is superior. What is superior? Vijayate Sri Krishna, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Name is himself Krishna. By mantra, detachment comes. Detachment from world, no attachment from world, cuts this mantra and gives some relation to Krishna. So Gurudev gives him Harinam and then Diksha Guru, or in Diksha, how to chant Krishna name with relation of Krishna or relation with Srimati Radhika. And then this name becomes so pure and becomes conjugal Radha and Krishna. So, all thing has been given in Hari Bhakti Vilas he gave. Some he gave in Satkriya Sardivika. Anyone who is taking shelter of Radha Krishna and pure Vaishnava, they should not worship demigods. They should worship Rup Sanatan, Yamuna, Govardhan, Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, Brinda Devi, they should worship Lalita, Vishakha, not other thing. Not Rukmini Raman, Satyabhama Raman, Mathuresh Krishna. If they are doing so, then they cannot come in Vrindavan. No. So he has told everything, how to do all these things. If marriage ceremony should be done according to Satkriya Sardipika, not worshipping Ganesh and all other deities. If a Vaishnava who has taken sannyas, renounce order, when he departs from this world, he should give him samadhi, how samadhi should be given. Everything. There are so many sanskars. Kitana?
Ten
sanskars. All should have been cleared there. So we are very fortunate to come in his line, and also we are better to Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami and this Srila Gopal Bhatta.